The 50 Most Romantic Things Ever Done by Dini von Muffling. For Richard. The man across the aisle. Jane L. was flying from New York to Washington on business. As she sat on the shuttle, she noticed a well-dressed, handsome man across the aisle from her, reading the newspaper. There was something about the man that made Jane incapable of taking her eyes off him. During the flight, she kept looking over at him, and soon he was glancing back at her. Crazy as it may have seemed, even though she hadn't spoken to him, she found herself thinking, "That's the man I'm going to marry." When they got off the plane, they continued to glance in each other's direction, but were too shy to speak. At the taxi stand, Jane stood ahead of her mystery man. Time was quickly running out, and she began to worry. She was next in line. The cab arrived, and with one look back, she got in. As it began to pull away, she looked out the window and saw the man running after her car. "Stop!" she cried out to the driver. But by then they had pulled too far out into the quick-moving traffic. Jane looked out the back window. As they drew farther and faster away, she could see the man was waving madly to her. Quickly, she reached into her bag and scrawled her number on a piece of paper, pressing it against the cab's rear window. But he was too far away to read it. A short time later, while at her business meeting, a distressed Jane could not focus on work, thinking only that she had seen the man she was going to marry and then had lost him. It was unbearable. Feigning.